This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so every business, right? Every project,
yeah.
You eventually hit this point. How do you keep finding new leads?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make those connections that matter, but, you know, without spending a fortune or getting tangled up in some really complex system?
Yeah, that's the eternal question.
Growth is everything. We know that. But sometimes it feels like the only way involves big budgets or like a super steep learning curve. It can feel overwhelming.
It really can.
But what if there was this tool kind of hiding in plain sight, something really underrated, but actually pretty powerful.
Okay.
Simple, effective, and here's the kicker, completely free for grabbing potential customer info, getting insights, especially if complicated tech just isn't your thing.
Intriguing. You're talking about Google Forms, aren't you?
Exactly. So our mission for this deep dive is to walk you through using Google Forms strategically for lead gen.
Okay.
We're talking setup, tweaking it for best results, promoting it, looking at the data, all the best practices.
The whole life cycle.
Right. We want to show you how to build your contact list seriously, effectively, without needing that hefty budget, transforming this simple tool.
I like it. Where do we start?
Let's kick things off with the why. I mean, lead generation is critical, right? So why Google Forms?
Yeah.
Many people might think, okay, I need some fancy CRM, something expensive. Why would a business choose this seemingly, well, basic tool for such a vital job? How do they often underestimate it?
That's a great starting point because, honestly, it's simplicity. That's kind of its superpower.
Okay.
When you break it down, the reasons make a lot of sense. First, and this is huge, it's completely free.
Can't argue with free.
Especially for startups or smaller businesses, right?
Yeah.
That budget can go elsewhere. It's a game changer.
Definitely.
And then it's just so easy to use.
Right.
You genuinely don't need to be a tech whiz.
Right. No coding required.
None. Anyone can set up a decent-looking functional form pretty quickly. That accessibility is massive.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's more customizable than people think. You can add your logo, colors, images, custom questions. Make it look and feel like your brand.
So it doesn't have to look generic.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. And the integration piece is key. It works seamlessly with Google Sheets.
Ah, yeah. Data goes straight there.
Automatically. Ready for you. Plus, it connects with email. Even some CRMs, which really helps streamline your workflow.
Okay, that's handy.
And one more thing, automated responses. You can set it up so someone fills out the form and instantly gets a confirmation email.
Oh, that's good. Builds trust.
Exactly. It manages expectations right away. And finally, it's actually a solid data collection tool. It gives you insights, helps you make smarter decisions. It's not just about names and emails.
Yeah, it's interesting how that simplicity, like you said, is actually its strength. People might just glance past it looking for something more complex.
Totally.
It's a real aha moment when you see what it can do.
Mm.
Okay, so we get the why. Now let's dive into the how. How do you actually, you know, build one of these things to generate leads effectively? Where's step one?
Step one, and this is probably the most critical piece, define your goal. Be super clear.
Before you even touch the form builder.
Absolutely.
Mm.
What are you trying to achieve? Is it newsletter signups, qualifying sales leads, getting feedback on a specific product?
Right.
Knowing the goal shapes everything else, every question you ask.
Makes sense. Goal first. So once you've nailed down the why for this specific form, then it's question time.
Then it's questions. And here you need that balance, get what you need, but keep it engaging and importantly, concise.
Okay. So essentials first, like name and email.
Definitely. Full name is great for personalizing your follow-up later. And email, well, that's your main contact point. Obvious, but essential.
Got it. What about those optional extras?
Those can be really valuable. Things like maybe a phone number if direct calls are part of your process. Or industry, company name fantastic for segmenting your leads later.
Ah, segmentation. Yeah.
And I personally love an open-ended question like, what are you hoping to achieve? Or what challenge are you facing?
Oh, nice. That gives you real insight.
Exactly. It helps you understand their specific needs so you can tailor your response. Much more powerful.
Okay, questions sorted. What's next? Making it convert.
Precisely. Optimize for conversions. This means keep it short. Seriously short.
How short is short?
Ideally, like 5 to 7 questions max. Any longer, and you'll see people just drop off. They won't finish.
Right, attention spans.
Yeah, exactly. Make answers easy, too. Use multiple choice, drop downs, check boxes whenever possible. Less typing, more clicking.
Makes it quicker.
Much quicker. And crucially, include a really clear call to action. Don't just have a button that says submit.
What should it say?
Something that tells them the benefit, like submit to get your free consultation. Or download your exclusive guide now. Make it clear what they get.
The what's in it for me? Yeah. Very important.
Very. And speaking of immediate value, what happens right after they click that button is key.
The automated response you mentioned.
Yes. Set that up. Immediate feedback confirms you got their info and sets expectations.
So something like, thanks, we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, or even better, thanks for reaching out. Our team will get back to you within 24 hours. Something specific. It builds trust from the get-go.
Okay, solid advice. So the form's built, it's optimized, automated response is ready, but a great form is useless if nobody sees it.
Exactly. Promotion is the next big piece.
How do you get it out there? Maximize its reach.
This is where Google Forms is pretty flexible. You got loads of channels.
Like?
Well, your website, obviously.
Right.
Embed it on relevant landing pages. That's prime real estate.
Makes sense.
Social media, share the link on LinkedIn, Facebook X, wherever your audience hangs out.
Different stuff, yeah.
Email campaigns are huge. Include it in your newsletters, maybe dedicated outreach emails if that fits your strategy.
Use your existing list.
Absolutely. You can even run targeted Google ads pointing directly to the form landing page.
Oh, interesting. Paid traffic to a free form.
If the leads are valuable enough, definitely. And don't forget offline. QR codes are brilliant.
QR codes, how?
Write them on business cards, brochures, flyers at events. People scan it with their phone. Boom, they're on the form. Super easy access.
That's clever. Bridging physical and digital.
Yeah. And finally, content marketing. Weave links to the form naturally into relevant blog posts or articles you publish.
So lots of options. You can basically plug it into whatever marketing you're already doing.
Pretty much. You choose what fits best. You don't need to reinvent the wheel.
I like that. So the leads start coming in, thanks to all that promotion, now what? The data starts piling up in Google Sheets.
Right, and what's fascinating here is how that automatic storage in Sheets just simplifies the next steps. No manual data entry headaches, usually.
Okay, so the data's there. What's the crucial first step?
Act on it. First, segment those leads if you can. Did you ask for industry or interest? Use that, group them.
Why segment?
So your follow-up can be super targeted and relevant, not generic. Much more effective.
Got it. And then reach out.
Quickly. This is really important. Aim to follow up within, say, 24 to 48 hours.
At fast.
Yeah. Studies consistently show your chances of actually connecting and converting drop significantly after that window. Strike while the iron's hot.
Okay. Speed matters. What about beyond that first contact?
Then it's about nurturing. Don't just hit them with a sales pitch necessarily. Send personalized emails, maybe offer more relevant content, perhaps schedule a call. Build that relationship over time. Guide them.
Right. It's a process.
It is. And it's an iterative one. You need to look at your results.
How so?
Well, analyze the responses you're getting. Are people skipping certain questions? Is the completion rate low? Use that feedback to tweak and optimize your form.
Improve it based on data.
Exactly. And you can even A-B test.
A-B test a Google form.
You could create two slightly different versions. Maybe change the call to action or reorder the questions or try a different headline and send half your traffic to one half to the other. See which performs better.
Constantly refining.
Always. That's how you turn that raw data into real insights and make your lead gen smarter over time.
Love it. Okay, we've covered the core stuff, the why, the how, the reach, the action. Now let's talk about taking it up a notch.
Okay, pro level.
Yeah. Here's where it gets really interesting. Beyond the basics, what are the tips to really maximize Google Forms for lead generation? How do you make it sing?
Okay, pro level. I'd say one of the most powerful yet maybe underused features is conditional logic.
Conditional logic, what's that?
It lets you show or hide questions based on how someone answered a previous question.
Oh, like branching.
Exactly. Yeah. So imagine you ask, what's your company size?
Yeah.
If they say enterprise, you could then show specific questions about, say, complex integrations. But if they say small business, they see different questions about budget constraints, maybe.
Ah, so the form adapts to the user.
Precisely. It makes the form feel much more relevant and personalized, less cluttered with questions that don't apply to them, and helps you qualify leads much more effectively right in the form itself.
That sounds incredibly useful for getting targeted info.
It's a game changer for qualification. Another big one is leveraging integrations beyond just Sheets.
Like what?
Think about tools like Zapier or Make. These let you connect Google Forms to hundreds of other apps.
Automation stuff.
Yeah. So when someone submits your form, Zapier could automatically add them to your MailChimp list, create a task for your sales team in Asana, and add them as a contact in your HubSpot CRM. All instantly.
Wow. Okay. That saves a ton of manual work.
And ensures follow-up happens like clockwork. turns the form into a real automation hub.
Okay, conditional logic, deeper integrations, what else?
Think about incentives, but strategically. Don't just offer a vague discount.
Be specific.
Yeah, or offer something genuinely valuable tied to the information they provide.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a free resource, an exclusive piece of content, early access to something. Make it compelling.
Give them a real reason to share their details.
Exactly. And this might sound basic, but ensure it's mobile friendly.
Yeah. So many people browse on their phones.
A huge percentage will fill out forms on mobile. So test it, make sure it looks good. It's easy to tap buttons, easy to type. Bad mobile experience kills conversions.
Good reminder. Anything else for the Pro Toolkit?
Just the habit of regularly reviewing and updating it. Don't just set it and forget it.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah. Are the questions still relevant? Do they align with your current business goals? Maybe industry terms have changed. Keep it alive, keep it optimized.
That makes sense. It's not static.
Definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
These practices really shift it from just a simple form to a much more sophisticated lead generation tool.
It really does sound like it. You're layering intelligence onto it.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so just to wrap things up from our deep dive today, Google Forms. It really is, as we said, kind of underrated, but incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially cost-effective for generating those vital leads.
Absolutely.
If you focus on optimizing those questions, promoting it smartly across different channels, and then being really diligent about analyzing the data and following up quickly and relevantly, you really can transform what looks like a simple tool into a lead generation machine.
Couldn't agree more. It's about using it strategically.
Which really makes you think, doesn't it?
Mm.
What other maybe simple tools or resources do you already have lying around?
Mm.
Things that maybe with a bit of strategy, a bit of creative thinking, could become really powerful assets for whatever you're trying to achieve in your business or project.
That's a great question to ponder.
What other underrated tools are just out there waiting for us to, you know, unleash their potential?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.